You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. On this thirsty Thursday, we'd like to call this day what?
Friday Eve, babe.
It's technically not factual for you and I.
No.
For Jeremy, it is.
Man, shut up.
Or anybody else in this building.
You don't know.
Yeah, nobody else in this building is Friday Eve either. We're joining the rest of the crowd.
I'm going to call out now.
Friday Eve, bitches.
You just changed the whole meaning of that expression.
Yeah.
It's me, bitches. Friday.
Time to take off. 4-day weekend.
That's right. Labor Day's on Monday.
It's always on Monday. Always on Monday.
Yep. That's a fact. So you guys...
This year, Labor Day's on Monday. Christmas is on December 25th.
Hold on. I said Labor Day's on Monday. Like this Monday. Not like it's, hey, this year it's on Monday. But all right, whatever.
Easter's on Sunday this year.
Easter is?
Easter, yeah.
When does Easter come around?
Bonapasqua.
Hey, you got that bunny rabbit with the chocolate? It's Easter. Let's go find some eggs.
It's bad, man. It's bad. What you do last night, Con?
I watched quite a bit of baseball. We actually had a family thing. My niece is going off to Rhode Island, which I find very interesting because you told me one of your players is going to Rhode Island next year, but she'll be a freshman coming up. So she leaves Friday. So we took her out to dinner, had a goodbye dinner last night.
Where'd you go?
Texas Roadhouse out in Pasadena. I had one of those moments where, all right, so I don't mind telling this story. My wife was wearing a white top. She looked very good. I always tell her how good she looks when whatever she's wearing, but she looked really good last night. It was a little cold in there. The headlights turned on a little bit. So I had
where
to tell
this?
My wife.
I know who, where.
Oh, Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse, sorry.
Yeah. So
showtime.
So the headlights. I looked over at her. I said, "You do know your lights are on, baby." She's like, "I think she got a little embarrassed." But we were sitting at the bar, and I couldn't tell if the guy across the bar. You know, you guys have all been through it, where someone's staring at you, and you can't tell whether or not they recognize you, and they don't want to come up and say something.
Or they're just being a Richard.
Or they're just staring. They could have been staring at my wife the whole time. But
probably was.
Maybe. Everybody probably was at that point.
Yeah. I don't know that the headlights had come
showtime
on that early.
Oh.
She was like, what? And she looked down. I said, yeah, you can just see everything, Katie. She got so embarrassed. But yeah, it was a good time.
So what happened with the dude?
Nothing. I mean, never came over, never said anything. Like, it was just one of those moments. I had, when I was coaching...
That may have been the dude who said 3 weeks ago was better.
Yeah. I told that some bitch earlier. No, I had an incident at I'll never forget this. My kids were playing football at Middle River. They were really young, and my dad came to town to visit. I said, you want to come watch the kids play football? He's like, yeah, he comes out. Some dude's staring at me, and he recognizes me. You know, like he wants to come over and say something, but he's nervous. And my dad's like, you got an F and I problem, buddy? And he's like, no, sir, I just wanted to say hi to Jim. And I look at my dad and said, don't do that again. Don't be that guy that just attacks somebody when you don't know what their motives are.
Well, especially with us, because it happens a lot.
Yeah.
And it's actually funny because it happened to, I think, Celeste and I went clatter. And somebody's looking. And eventually, walks around the bar. She thought he was staring at her. No. Well, she's like, I'm not used to this.
I told you my go-to. When somebody comes up and says, hey, are you the guy on the radio? I was like, ah, you got me. Rob Long, how you doing? And then they look, they do the double take like, what? No, you're not him. You're the other one. That sucks.
When the show was good for 3 weeks. And the guy, I was in the gym the other day. And I see a guy and it happened twice, actually. You weren't here for the first one. One, he was this... He's like Terry Crews, wearing a tank top, really ripped black guy, gloves on, the cut finger gloves.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I was like, this guy in the gym, like with the tank top, and he's going to wear it. Sure enough, nicest guy in the world. He comes over, he goes, you brother Norris? I go, yes. He goes, oh, I always want to be. And then another guy, always these buff guys, this guy was ripped, white guy, shaved head. He goes, did anybody ever say you look like Ed Norris?
Wow.
I go, there's a good reason for that.
Yeah. Like, I finished second in a lookalike contest.
Yeah, very nice guy, though. Fire captain in the city.
Good stuff, man. Yeah, just you can approach Ed and I. Just don't come up to Rob. And if you do, buy him a shot of bullet bourbon.
Oh, it just turns his back on you like in New York.
I forgot about that until just now.
Does he not want to talk to us?
Huh, I'm getting a vibe. My spider sense is tingling that this guy doesn't want us near him.
I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I think that's a signal.
How about getting that signal and then asking him the question? Hey, did we do something?
He did. He didn't ask me anything.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
He's sure, 100%.
100% he did not say anything to me. Dude, I was standing. He goes, do you not want to talk to us?
I didn't hear that.
He absolutely
did. I swear I didn't hear that.
He did.
He said it behind me.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well,
so he didn't ignore him then.
I thought he was saying that he came up to me saying, okay. I can't deny what happened behind me. All right. I thought you were saying, no, he didn't. I can't remember what the guy looks like. Of course not.
By the way, I can already see elderly Rob with his hearing aids and just turning them off. Or leaving them on and acting like they're off.
Yeah.
Staring at somebody.
I will tell you what I discovered. We are huge in Harford County.
Yeah.
I did not know it because I never ventured up that way.
Yes, absolutely.
But this is the thing that gets me. Like, under 30-year-old males. Seriously. Like, if I like to go up to Looney's. Mm-hmm. When I do a Friday home game, afterwards I go up to Looney's Bel Air. And I can't tell you how many of the under 30 males come up wanting to take a picture with you, wanting to talk to you. They're talking sports. It's no BS.
You ran into one of my friends at the grocery store.
Where?
I'll have to look at it. He texted me and said, I just saw Rob at the grocery store.
Do we talk?
Yeah, he said. All
right, put this fire out that they're starting with me right now.
No, Rob did say hi. He did say hi. He said that there's some changes you should make at the station.
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Not with this show, of course. No. It wasn't an anti-Jeremy one.
And I said,
actually, it was the opposite. He loved Jeremy.
I said, did you really say that to him?
Yes, he did. Yes,
like, yeah. Why not? I was like,
oh. I remember him now. He was quite.
I think we all get that one. Yes, I know what it is. Yes.
And I just said, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, stop tagging me in that stuff. Hey, why don't you do this?
He was very passionate about that, Joe.
He's a very passionate man. Love that guy.
He's not the one that doesn't think Draymond Green's a superstar.
No, that's different. That's my friend Jordan.
I'm sure if that was him, he would have started that gun.
No, he would have said, oh, okay, yeah. All right, we're going to figure this out right now.
But I was taken back at how big this station is and the morning show is in Harford County. I'm like, wow.
I think you can hear it all the way
out. And the young guys.
Cecil.
They're here in Delaware.
Yeah. For me, certain parts. I was really impressed by the under 30-year-old males. Like, dude, you listening to sports talk radio? Not a podcast?
Rob's talking to me. You got a younger sister that plays basketball?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm glad you cleaned that up. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Wondering
appreciate
where
you.
That was going.
Appreciate you.
Hey, let me finish.
410-583-1057 is the number. World is Stupid with Jeremy Conn at 715. But on the other side, Kyle Hamilton gets a 4-year contract extension that makes him the highest paid safety in the league. Should have happened. We'll talk about it up next on the
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well deserved, as you all know. Phenomenal player, phenomenal person, a great leader. I'm very, very proud of Kyle, everything he brings to the community, on and off the field, his family. And we think that this really recognizes his impact on our team and in the community.
Kyle Hamilton, $100.4 million deal that includes $82 million in guaranteed, and it makes him the highest paid safety in league history and gives him the highest, the most money, guaranteed money in league history for the safety. And there's no one who deserves this more than Kyle Hamilton.
100%. Best safety in football and second most important player on this team. So I'm glad they did it. That's great news before the season starts.
Yeah, it is.
Every safety in the league should send him a thank you note because he just drove up the price, not only in free agency, but for guys that get franchised.
Yeah. Because even if you don't make Kyle Hamilton money, you're going to make something in the upper 80s, lower 90s.
What do you get? The average of the top five. If they franchise you with it, top five average.
Top five, and then if it happens again, 20% above that. But
if anybody extends, they won't get $100 million, but he just drove that up out of the 70s to at least the 80s.
Yeah, there's no question. And I think the cool thing about this, and I've talked about this so many times, but the safety position was the lowest paid position, even below kickers going back 20-some years ago. And it felt unfair with franchising safeties because who cares if you're paying them 20% more if you're paying them nothing, you know? 20% of $3 million, is that going to kill you in your cap? No. You know, like, so.
When did the John Lynch era that was kind of exposed?
It went up because of Brian Dawkins, Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu, John Lynch, all those guys. And I don't remember which one was first to kind of set it up.
But I don't think he was the first to get paid. He's the first, I think, that brought it into, look, I don't know if you guys are noticing this. He stepped up and said something about it because other guys were coming up on free agency.
Well, I tell this story all the time. Donovan Darius was the guy for the Jaguars that got franchised back-to-back years. And he's like, man, this ain't right. The hell, they can keep me for the rest of my career and just keep paying 20% more. And it's never going to reach what it should reach.
Yeah. He deserves it, man. It's good to know that they're taking care of their own.
But this
not just offering them something to say we're offering them. They're making them the highest paid safety in league history.
And this is why they're not active as maybe some fans want them to be in the offseason in free agency, because they don't have to. You're filling spots where maybe you have, you know, a few holes, or you're adding players to add depth, or you're grabbing a vet towards the back end of his career that wants to come here that still has a little bit left in the tank, i.e. Jadeveon Clowney or Kyle Van Noy. But they're not typically the team that's going to go out there and sign a free agent to $100-some million contract, because they draft so well, they want to keep
their own.
That's
the best roster in football. Yeah. Who are they going to pick up? Why would you spend the money? Why would people complain?
I'm with you. Who do you want me, where do you want me to sign someone? When we needed a running back, we went out and got one of the games, if not the game's best. We needed wide receivers. We drafted well in that position. Yeah. We went out and got a veteran with this crew just to make sure they're on track. Tight ends, I had two of the best in the league there.
I was just going to say, he likely's got to be the next one, right? Because after this one gets done, you start looking, okay, what's next? Yeah. And that, to me, it's a Lamar restructure. Because on the day that Likely got hurt, there were rumors about an extension happening that day.
Right.
And it sounds like they were still a little far apart, but that's a guy you definitely want to get done going into next year.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And that's what you, in moments like this, that's what you look at. Who's next? You know what I mean? Who, because you have to Ed's point, and your point, you started about signing free agents. You don't sign a lot of free agents because you have a lot of guys here, but in order to keep it that way, you got to keep the guys here.
Yeah. And it comes down to this, of making those tough business decisions. We go back to it. Adalius Thomas, Terrell Suggs. You were looking at it saying, you're only going to keep one of them. Yep. And everybody here loved Adalius because he did so many different things. And when he went to the Patriots, you're like, man, I don't know if we should have let him walk. And then you see what Suggs was doing. And then the same thing when it comes down to guys like Za'Darius Smith and Matt Judon. You got to make tough decisions.
Yeah, Matt Judon was the right way to go, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He was a more complete football player. You talked about Lamar and the contract negotiations. This is what Eric DaCosta had to say about that.
Probably not. You know, I appreciate the question, but I think it's good to keep these kind of things with the players and, you know, these business things as quiet as possible. And that'll continue to be the way we operate, generally speaking. I really wouldn't want to get into any specifics in regards to any of our players and their contract negotiations right now, because I think it hurts the process.
Respect to whoever reporter was to ask that question, because you have to ask that question. But Eric DaCosta gave us the answer that we expected.
Yeah.
But you have to do your due diligence in asking, because you may get up on him on the right day where he may say, yes, in fact, I just talked to Lamar. you never know. Gone fishing.
Yeah.
Gone fishing. But, you know, that's the answer that we expect. You get the same answers from when people ask about Adley and the Orioles from the front office. You know, we don't have those conversations.
Yeah. Ask him about injuries.
Yeah.
What are they going to say?
Yeah, ask him about injuries. Don't ask Harbaugh. Oh, yeah. Take a look at it. They're so secretive about things. But again, like, if you're on the business side, you don't want that stuff leaking out. You don't want people knowing what you're offering. You don't want other players knowing what you're offering certain guys until it finally happens. Yeah.
And I'm glad. I think by the tone of what we're hearing, guys, would you agree that it sounds like there's something going on? Just can't talk to you about it? I would think so. But as Joe pointed out, yesterday was the last day of training camp. But I still think we had that buffer period before the season actually kicks off.
Couldn't he actually just say, like, hey, yeah, there, we always have conversations going on. And he could have sidestepped it that way, you know, but he decided to do it the other way. I'm not going to talk. Like, again, I think when you look at it, it makes sense for him to not bring up anything, especially publicly. You ask a question, he'll answer it, but you'll get sidestepped.
Everything he does, I got to say, like, I find him to be very impressive.
DaCosta?
Yeah. I mean, besides the drafting and the moves he made, I like the way he carries himself. Just even the questions, even the way he answers the questions. I can't answer. I appreciate the question, but we think this is the way to go. And he does keep things very close to the vest. And when you get him privately, he's very candid. He'll, you know, just talk like he's a regular guy. So I think we're very lucky, honestly, if you're a Ravens fan.
Well, you do. If you're not even 30 years old, somebody just told you you're going to make a guaranteed $80-something million.
I can't imagine. No.
What's the first thing you buy?
That's a good question.
How's your mother?
If you haven't done that before.
She'll be all right.
She'll be all right.
Sorry, Mom.
Like, dude, he's like, what is he, 24 years old? He's 24 years old. Just turned 24 in March.
Is he really?
Yes.
I think he's been here for 10 years.
24.
No, he's not. But
I was thinking 26 as well. But I'm looking now. He's 20. He just turned 24, March 16th. He's younger than my youngest daughter. And you just got handed 80 plus million, $80 million plus.
Somebody played announcing the signing and everything. Some people were showing highlights of Kyle Hamilton. And the one that got me is when he was blocked illegally and the guy jumps on top of him. Mm. Quarterback rolls out. He gets up and he eventually makes the pick. He gets up off the ground, turns around, somebody tips the ball, he grabs it, and here we're going the other way. I mean, you can make a case, and I know there are probably people outside of Baltimore that maybe don't recognize the name, maybe have heard it and go, oh, is he good? Okay. You could make the case that last year he's your best pass rusher. He's your best safety. He's your best, he's one of the best tacklers. He just makes plays, and that's why having that guy, and the Swiss Army knife thing gets thrown around so much, he allows you to do so many different things out there because of his abilities.
He was born in Greece.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Heraklion, Greece? Yeah. Born there. Guess what? A military baby, probably. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Old Sox recap at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, Eric DaCosta admitted it will be hard for a team to keep all of their homegrown talent. So who's the odd man out? We suggested some yesterday. You can chime in as well on the Fan. Eric DaCosta admitted it is hard for a team to keep all of their homegrown talent. This is what he had to say about it.
We've got a lot of different things going on. We've got a lot of really good players. It's a blessing and a curse, right? And so we do a pretty good job drafting. And so that means we've got players that deserve to be paid well. And we're trying to keep those guys, knowing that, as I've said 1,000 times, we can't keep everybody. And so, unfortunately, you're going to see some good players probably in the next couple of years play for other teams. We've seen that. That's going to be something that continues. Back in 2019, We really kind of said we were going to try and keep as much of our talent as we could. We've tried to do that, but we are in a salary cap league, and so that's the reality. We'll try to get as creative as possible. I think Nick Mattio does a great job helping, being proactive, looking at these deals, staying on top of trends and things like that, trying to be as aggressive as possible throughout the year to bring our players back. It takes two to tango, certainly. We'll continue to be aggressive, but we also understand that at some point we're going to see some good players leave.
You have to. I mean, you have to know that's going to happen because you've had so much success in the draft, and not even in the draft. You had 3 undrafted free agents make your team this year. 3. I mean, it's like you look at those types of numbers, and for other teams, I may say, well, it's par for the course because you're looking for players. You don't have a great roster. We've already talked about how this roster was pretty much set, except for maybe a couple of spots. And after you grab a Jair Alexander, then it makes it even more difficult for some of these other guys.
Right.
You're going to have to watch guys leave.
But when he says that, you know it, but there's some anxiety with knowing that you're going to lose some guys. Because right now you're instantly thinking, okay, what guys is he talking about?
Well, let me throw at Owe, Linderbaum.
Linderbaum is the guy thing.
That they lose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, I'm not saying centers are replaceable, but when you're talking about paying somebody $20 million for...
You have to be replaced. That's a decision you got to make. Yeah. Am I the only one in the room that when you think about you might lose Owe, you're like, okay, I'm good with that. That's not really a hard sell to me.
Me either. I mean, I'm with you, and that's why I heard people lamenting over this. I'm like, I don't know.
That's an easy decision.
You got to replace those 35 hurries.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
why do you try to wind me up?
Rob hates the ancillary quarterback stats.
Because
that don't make any sense.
Because, listen.
Why did you do this?
Listen. Listen. These quarterbacks today don't care that you hurry them. They don't care that you run them out. In fact, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts. Kyler Murray, do I need to go on? Those are guys you want to keep in the pocket because when they get out of the pocket, bigger plays happen.
It just, no, but could you say these quarterbacks today one more time? Made me miss my dad.
These quarterbacks today are a lot better at moving around, making things happen than they were yesterday.
If you don't get upset at them for getting out of pocket, why do you get upset at me for getting out of pocket?
Different pockets.
Okay.
Different pockets, man.
Well, with him. We draft pretty good. They got Hamilton and Linderbaum in the same draft.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, please.
Yes.
Yeah, we draft okay. All right.
It is ridiculous how great they've done. And again, talking about the undrafted free agents, you're finding talent when everybody's available to call these guys.
Yeah.
You're bringing them in and they're making your team, which is causing you to cut guys that have been here for a few years. And that's a good thing.
You know what the dumbest radio that we do every year?
Most of it.
Is when we start talking about trying to pick who they're going to draft.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to criticize the draft or pick it apart. We should just say they're going to draft who they're going to draft. And after the draft, it was all great.
Yeah.
Not even analyzing it. That's the dumbest radio we do. Because name the time that they failed to draft. I'm not talking about a player here or there that didn't pan out. But give me a failed draft.
People like to point at the year that they drafted Matt Elam. That draft in general.
But everybody loved Elam. We all wanted him.
Good player. Yeah. But like, no, Rob didn't. I remember going back to this, you didn't like him. But the fact of the matter is, like, you go back to that draft and you look at it, it was a bad draft first round through seventh. There wasn't, I'm not saying there was no talent in it, but when you got to your pick, go look at the back end of the first round who was drafted in the beginning of the second and tell me like, yeah, I knew we should have taken that guy. And don't give me a running back when they already had three running backs, like be reasonable about it.
Yeah, well, even still, what year was that again?
Oh, God, what was Matt Elam? Was that 20?
Irrelevant.
13, maybe?
Right, let's go 20 years. So you're telling me out of 20 years between Ozzie and EDC, you know why you remember that draft? Because there's none other that you can compare them to. You got 1 year you can give me?
People like to bring up the Sergio Kindle draft, too, but there was talent in that. They drafted some good players that year.
He lived in a lighthouse. Wasn't their fault.
Yeah.
Fell in 500 steps.
Didn't they get Dennis Pitta in that draft?
I think they got both tight ends in that draft. I'm just saying, like, Dan Cody, Sergio, people like to point out the guys that they took flyers on that didn't work out that had medical issues. I mean, we didn't know that he was narcoleptic. Is that what he was?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Medical issues. We didn't know he was smoking medical. 410-583-1057 is the number. World is stupid at 715. That's a warning. But on the other side, likely should be back the first week of the season, but considering Hayden the Hurst talent they have, should they just not show them? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, you know, I don't like to talk about injuries much, but, you know, the fact that we didn't put him on IR, I think, speaks to when we expect him back. We think he'll be back at some point in the early part of the season. I think his attitude's great. I see him, spend time with him. Yeah, I think he'll be he's going to be a really, really big part of our team this year for sure.
I wouldn't mind him not playing Ed in week one, but the fact that they didn't put him on IR means they don't expect him to be out for 4 weeks. That is encouraging to me.
It is encouraging. I just wouldn't rush him back. I mean, you're going to need him as the season goes on.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a great tight end room. What's the rush? But it's good. So, you know, it's a good sign. Because if they put him on, they'd be like, is he really coming back anytime soon?
Well, they're telling you how important they think he is, that it's better for him to be on the roster and miss a couple of those games early than to be healthy and miss the next, three games after that?
And the Ravens are normally conservative about injuries. They don't, they don't bring guys back too soon.
Well, think about it, too. If they had put him on the IR, they could have kept one of these other guys that they let go.
Yeah.
At least
that's
for a
true,
bit.
Yeah.
But they again, I don't know that he's back for Buffalo, but it would be a pleasant surprise if he was.
For Buffalo?
Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't think so. I always come back to, they said, week 4 or something.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you were going to put him on IR, that leads you to believe that he couldn't come back for, the first 5 weeks?
Yeah.
So that's, they're not going to do that for just one game.
I thought IR was 4 weeks. It's four or five. It's four, right?
Jeremy's saying he wouldn't be eligible to return until week 5.
Week 5.
Yeah. So, if you didn't think he was going to come back until week 5, then they would have clearly put him on IR.
I agree. So I'm looking at Browns no later than Lions.
That's what I think.
Because if you don't think he's coming back until at Chiefs, then you may as well just IR'd him and let a guy, but then again, I don't know. You want him against the Chiefs. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
I mean, but it's one, I hate saying it's one game because it's a huge game, but I don't know. Their thought process on it and what they did, it leads me to be happier because I believe he'll be back sooner than what most people think.
I'm with Ed, and I don't think he's going to play against the Bills, but I think the Browns and the Lions are in play. I don't think we're talking about the Texans.
Yeah,
I don't think we're talking about the Chiefs, to be honest with you. I think either the Browns or the Lions are in play. I just don't feel like he's going to play week one. And maybe I'm hoping that he doesn't play week one.
I really doubt he's playing week one.
I hope he doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's only 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
So. I mean, but they said the injury, everybody does that. What was it, 4 to 6 weeks they were saying, roughly, for his injury? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, everybody goes, oh, great, he's going to be back in 4 weeks. It's not like that.
It's a week away.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
That's almost a week away.
That's right, yeah. Was it a week from Sunday?
Yeah. Well, it's Thursday today. You know how to see how vacation weeks do to you? Short weeks? You don't even know what day it is right now.
I don't, actually.
That's what short weeks do to you. When you work a short week, you either come back or you leave and you have no clue what day it is. 410-583-1057 is the number. I love Isaiah Likely. He is one of my – and it's funny, out of players who doesn't get big stats, which he doesn't because of the team that he's on with so many weapons, he's one of my favorite players.
Yeah.
And if you don't know football in depth, and I talk to somebody and say, hey, this guy right here is one of my favorite players, and you look at the stats, they probably look at him and say, why? I mean, he's okay. No, he's not. The guy's pretty freaking sensational.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be one of the game's best tight ends over the next 2 or 3 years.
How many guys can you look at in this league at that tight end position and say that they could take a swing pass and take it to the house? And again, you're not typically running swing passes for tight ends, but getting what I'm saying.
For two reasons.
Yeah.
For two reasons. Not only can he run past you,
he can run over you. Yep.
He can run past you and meet you at the goal line and finish it off.
Every fantasy show that I went on or other radio station when they would ask about the tight end situation and Mark Andrews, even in the offseason, it was are they going to trade him? I kept saying it doesn't really matter what they do in that aspect because at some point when he becomes tight end one and he's that focal point and somebody else is kind of doing what he was doing, I think he can be the best tight end in the league.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of great players. Brock Bowers is amazing.
Yes, he is.
He's
enlisted as one now.
Yeah. Trey McBride, Sam Laporta.
Tight ends these days, just better athletes. That's just, these days, they're better athletes, man.
As opposed to olden days.
This is how old tight end.
Ask Rob. He's the one doing it.
He said, when I say these days, it reminds me of his dad.
Yeah, in my days, they weren't called tight ends. They were called ends or H-backs.
H-backs.
Yeah. And the slot guy was a flanker.
Or Vinny calls them move guys. Well, first time he said move guy, I said, what's a move guy? He said, you know, the guy goes in
the guy
motion.
That moves him.
The guy goes in motion. What? Move guy? The hell? That's going to win a lot again. Get Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Not much, man.
Hey, you know, hey, Jeremy, I was just busting your job yesterday, man.
I thought it was you. 3 weeks ago.
That's all right, man.
Think about it.
I got my fingers crossed. But, no, the, but, you know, I think Marlon Humphrey, this might be it for him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, with Lowry and they can get, depending on how they do, they draft well. That's a position, a premium position for them. So I think him and Lindebaum are probably your candidates that are some homegrown talent that, you know, might not retire here.
Well, what if they have a season where you're looking at Jair Alexander and how he performs and how Humphrey performs, and you got to pick one at that point because you're not going to be able to pay both of them. And I agree with you. I think unless he wants to come back on the cheap or Marlon Humphrey, that this is probably, you could see his career coming to an end here.
Well, next year he is.
What's his cap hit?
His cap hit is 26.3. It's more than double what it is this year. But in order, he has a roster bonus of $4 million. He can restructure proration at $7 million. So he has some things going on. They can in the 27, they can just void it all together.
But do you want to, with all the money that you have going around with Lamar, with, you know, obviously getting to the situation we're going to pay Likely, you just paid Hamilton, you paid Roquan.
Ask me at the end of the season.
Yeah. Well, again, I think what he's saying is, what Kevin's saying is valid, that you, when
that,
you talk
the
about
show
tough
was better
decisions.
3 weeks ago?
That's it. You know what? Yeah. You guys are off tomorrow. You go ahead and work.
Trey and Topper. What's up, Trey?
Morning, fellas.
Good morning. Morning.
Just on the Isaiah Likely topic, I definitely wouldn't rush him back. Bad as I want him out there. You know, y'all know I'm the president of the Isaiah Likely fan club. But just don't think it's, you know, if he's not practicing by Monday or probably hit the field Wednesday. If he's not practicing by Wednesday, I think that's going to tell us everything we need to know about it.
No doubt. That's all you had, Trey? That's all you got?
Well, I will
that's
say
a
this.
Week day.
Will,
that's you came weak today, Trey.
I will say this, and that's bad because I got to show out for the 30-year-old callers. I'm one of the young ones. I'm only 30. I just turned 31
there you go.
A couple weeks ago.
All right.
So we need more young people on the radio, man. I think they don't think it's cool to call in and listen to sports talk radio, but I always say this. It's your team. Why would I not listen to the sports talk radio of my teams? I'm an Orioles fan, I'm a Ravens fan.
Because Rob's a jerk? That's why. Did you get all that? Because I know you were talking to somebody.
I didn't get any of that.
You didn't get that?
No.
He was talking to Joe, and I just dropped it. I said, he said, why wouldn't somebody listen to their hometown team and listen to sports talk? I said, because Rob's a jerk.
And then that was it.
No, he tried to say something. And he said, nah, I heard that part. That was it.
Did you hang up on him, Joe, or was that Rob?
I hung up. Pot him down.
No.
There you go. See?
Yeah. Hey, I'll drive this bus. It's one of you two that's getting run over. It ain't me or Ed. That's for damn sure.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Cordell Woodland is joining us at 8 o'clock to talk some more Ravens, but on the other side, Birds lose a heartbreaker last night at the Yard. Olds Baseball up next on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.